Street, Paul, County of St. Paul Council has decided it will continue live streaming its regular council meetings and public works meetings in 2023. While it was previously indicated on the county's strategic plan for 2023 to stop live streaming meetings, a different direction is now being taken. According to County of St. Paul Sow Sheila Kitts, after discussions during a regional elected officials meeting suggested that live streaming was an important tool to show transparency to the public. During the December County of St. Paul Council meeting, CAUN, Ross Krakowski agreed, noting the importance of being transparent as a locally elected government. I think we've all seen how attitudes towards governments of all levels have changed in the last 10 years, said the Division 3 councillor. People are less trustful of public institutions in general. According to Krakowski, even if there are only a few people who tune in to the live stream, the important thing is to show transparency to the public and that we're conducting our operations in a manner that's accessible to people. He added, if we take away the ability to live stream, in my mind, all it's doing is allowing people to say, well, why are you making your meetings less accessible to the public? Krakowski explained that removing live streaming will create a narrative where there doesn't need to be narrative. He reiterated that demonstrating to the public that we're open and accountable is essential. I don't see what removing it accomplishes at all, he concluded. Phyllis Corbière, director of corporate services, also noted that removing live streaming requires amending meeting procedure by law No. 2021-15, wherein it states that regular council and public works meetings, whether held in person or virtually, will be live streamed. After further discussion, Krakowski made a motion to amend the strategic plan to include live streaming in the same manner that it was last year. The motion was carried.